two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
The Patriots playing something else.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it was your hometown club.
Hometown club.
The clubs versus the clubs.
What year do you think this jersey's from?
1919. Yeah, yeah.
Bob?
319s.
That's actually really close.
1919?
No, seriously, you're like a couple years off.
What is it?
1917.
1917, that's what I said.
Yeah, you said 1919.
And I can't wait for you and your family. Is your family still in town?
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, the joy of it all.
Did you see the minivan I was driving?
The joy of all. Is it pleasant? Is it pleasant?
Pleasured?
Is it pressure?
Is it pleasant to have my parents here?
For how long have they been here? For over a week?
Well, we drove to Northern California, went to Carmel.
We drove. We drove all the way up there to see the wine country.
No.
With my wife family. And look at how delicious this Cabernet tastes. It's got a scent of nutmeg and fig.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to drive back.
Is that
and watch the big game at 4.
Yeah.
And then make Bobo wake up from the jet lag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you.
Oh,
you. Oh, you. You.
I have to wake up and do stuff because I'm a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, and, you know, a job.
50-year-old man.
A job. Let me see something about a job.
You're a 5-0.
When I was working at a job, can I finish mine?
You got like 20 years left. You should be waking up early, enjoying the day.
Listen, when
you old fuck.
Jules, let this be a lesson to you, okay?
Yep.
When you have a job,
she's not in the mood today. She doesn't want to hear any of it.
Jules, when you have a job and it starts at 4, usually, right? And you they switch it around on you, you too will be a little upset. Because
1 PM
because
it isn't that
yeah, but that's not when the
Stop
job
it.
Is.
Let her
that's
finish.
Not when the job is.
Jobs change.
What?
Times change.
This is not a different job. This is the same job. We do this job at a certain time, right? And no matter what happens, a game or the family needs to go up north and go to wine country, we don't switch it around.
Oh,
like
we don't switch it around?
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
When you go to Hungary for 9 weeks?
That's a job.
Yeah.
If you were working,
this is the
if
job.
If you were working at 4, I'd be like, fuck yeah, do it.
I am going to work.
In a minivan.
I am going to work.
Game.
Yeah.
That no one gives a shit about.
Yeah, I do. That is my job to care about my team.
Yeah, yeah. That's not your team. You're
it's
from Chicago.
My team.
Is it the Chicago?
Yeah.
Are they playing?
Yeah.
I think you said it was Boston versus LA.
You don't hear anything I say.
You said it's Boston versus LA.
Chicago. Cubs versus Dodgers.
The Boston Cubs. it's not the Boston Cubs?
We have good news here on the show.
I don't want to hear it. It's not going to switch.
Bring up the photo. Chris DiStefano had his baby, but look what he brought his child into the world wearing. A Rudy Bad Friend sweater. How awesome is that?
How many babies does he have?
That's his second biological child. He has two
girls. How many kids does he have in the house?
Well, three, because he's got a boy from his...
It's not that big of a deal, is it?
Three kids?
He has them. If it was his first, it would have been like, woo, pop, pop, pop. You know,
no,
the
this
little
is
popper.
Huge. This is huge.
It is? Why?
This is a big deal.
Why?
Because the baby... Well, I shouldn't have said, girl, the baby hasn't chosen its gender. And we're going to let the baby decide. So right now, he's got a genderless, beautiful little thing.
Oh.
It's a big deal.
No, I should have texted them.
The baby has a gender reveal party.
Let me text him because I haven't.
Coming up. The baby gets to do a gender reveal party.
That's funny. You know, I'll be honest with you.
Why don't you call him? Call him right now.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't care, but I'm going to call him.
You don't care that one of our like closest friends just had a child and brought a child.
He got you COVID.
His friend got me COVID. But you're right.
Matter.
No, no, no. You're right.
Friend, he brought the friend.
No, you know
COVID.
What? You're right. You're actually right.
I still have a little issue, but I'm gonna. You know what? You want to see acting?
Look at how handsome this guy is, though.
It's great. Yeah, I love him. You want to see acting?
Yeah, I'm gonna see you care.
You want to see acting?
I want to see it right
Here
now.
Here we go. Here's some acting.
Excited.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to say, man. Oh God, man! It brings tears to my eyes that the baby healthy.
The baby's healthy, and actually, when she was born, she looked like a small Asian man. So I asked Jazz a couple of questions about her interactions with you, and she said she's pretty certain you're not the father.
Yeah. Yeah, because I haven't been in the East Coast in a while, you know. So I don't think it's mine. But my point, though, being is that you know, you having a baby is like me having a baby. It's like Andrew having, it's like a family baby. And I just really appreciate it. And I'm, yes, congratulations. I mean, it's a life-changing experience.
It is. Yeah, no, it is. To have two little girls now, really just like reconfirms to me that I have gay sperm and I'm accepting of it.
Well, I think it would mean that you have athletic sperm, not gay sperm.
Well, I have at the very least trans sperm.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. So is the baby genderless?
Right. Well, they actually asked for the, you know, it wasn't like this with Delilah 6 years ago, but they asked on the birth certificate, it said male, female, non-binary. So yeah, we asked her and she kind of just vomited a little bit. So we took that as non-binary.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, good. Congratulations. So we kind of, we're pretty clear about what it is then.
We love you, Chrissy.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Congratulations. It's a big deal and it's great.
Big deal.
So congratulations from me. And this is Bob, by the way. And I love you and I'll see you on the backside of things. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Love you.
Okay. Okay.
He said Trump 2024.
Yeah, that's a funny sentence.
By the way, this jersey's 1917. I just corrected.
It's a big deal. You know, it's a really big deal.
It was a year off.
It's a really big deal.
I just wanted to celebrate. I wanted to celebrate Chris DiStefano's baby. More importantly, is Britney Spears is what we really want to talk about today. Big deal going on with Britney Spears. Do you know?
I mean, it's like asking me if I know is asking me about Meghan Markle and the Prince Harry. I know. I know it all.
You do?
Well, I'm vaguely familiar with it.
I don't know much about it.
Like, I follow Brit on Instagram.
I follow her, too. I like her dances.
Yeah, I like her dances. I just like her whole vibe. You know what I mean?
Well, she's trying to get out of her conservatorship and what's the guy's name downstairs? What's the guy's name?
Downstairs from where?
Right here. What's his name downstairs?
Andreas?
The other guy.
Pete?
Pete?
Yeah.
Are you
sure? Is Pete here?
He is.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm here, yeah.
Hey, I'm here. Yeah.
Pete compiled some audio for us of B. Spears. Give it to us, Pete. Let's hear.
3 days later, after I said no to Vegas, my therapist sat me down in a room and said he had a million phone calls about how I was not cooperating in rehearsals and I haven't been taking my medication. All of this was a false. He immediately the next day put me on lithium out of nowhere. He took me off my normal meds I'd been on for 5 years.
Pause.
And lithium is a very, very short.
Yeah,
what's with shouldn't. All the text messages and all that stuff? Is that whoever recorded it?
Yeah, it's whoever recorded it. It's part of the audio.
So
yeah, yeah.
So her therapist gave her lithium. They're trying to try. This poor girl has been under
medication.
This is like slave shit, though. This is scary, dude.
Yeah.
That's scary. They enslaved their own kid.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in her mind.
Well, how could she? She doesn't know. She's been under the influence.
Right. So I don't know the specific situations.
Yeah.
That she's involved. I don't know what happened for her, the father, to go, all right, that's enough. I mean, she shaved her head with that one time, remember, a long time ago.
Yeah, and she hit the car with
crazy.
The umbrella.
Yeah, she went a little crazy, you know what I mean?
Why did she hit the car with the umbrella?
I don't know. So it's like,
she didn't like
I don't
car.
Know what the specifics are.
Yeah. That's know? What I'm saying. I don't know the details.
I don't know the details, so it's like, but I believe that one should be free in America.
Free Britney.
And she has, you know, her own money that she's earned. She should have full access to it.
But she doesn't have access to it.
She should have access to it.
Of course, but she doesn't. That's what's creepy.
Yeah, get her the access to her money. And if she is crazy and can't take care of herself, I guess she's going to die.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? But just let her be free.
Let her be free. This is Free Britney. Let me hear some more of this stuff that she's saying.
Once you see someone, whoever it is, in the conservatorship making money, making them money and myself money and working, That whole statement right there, the conservatorship should end. There should be no – I shouldn't be in a conservatorship if I can work and provide money
right,
and work
for
this. Myself and yeah. pay others.
It's totally true. You know, what I hear in that's really strange?
What?
You know how they say when they like – when somebody like makes it young or they like kind of manipulate you when you're young in the business and you kind of like remain a child forever, kind of like Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
You know he would talk with like this little baby voice?
Yeah.
It's like she kind of has that baby voice thing and it's weird. It's she's got that like – it's like they trapped her into like bring up the photo of her from Hit Me One More Time when they made her like the it was like a schoolgirl outfit. Remember this?
Yeah.
Hit Me Baby One More Time. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
The music video?
Yeah, but can I just say this, I know 50-year-old women in LA
who
that
talk
sound
like
that.
I know because something's wrong.
No, that's just the way they talk.
No, something's wrong. Do you think she's hot there, Bob?
Yeah, I was never into her.
16. That's 16. So
yeah.
They made her a sex symbol at 16, and then they trapped her and stole all her money. Do you think she'd be stable now in her 30s? Be impossible. They made her a sex symbol for grown men, and she was 16, and then they trapped her and then stole all of her money. Of course she was going to turn out wonky. How could you fix that? They put pigtails on a 16-year-old and made her out to be like a, I don't know, someone in her mid-20s. Like, they made her a sex icon.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her, dude. That's crazy.
It's not as if, though, she's like, her dad was like, you're going to do this no matter what. She's like, I want to do it.
She wanted to be famous. Young people want to be famous. Rudy is here. She wants to be famous.
Yeah, but that situation.
Oh, really? You don't want to be famous?
No.
Yeah, yesterday she was like, Dita Bambi, can I take acting class?
No!
Yeah,
I go,
what kind?
That.
She goes, I would like to do, it's a method acting class.
You want to do method acting?
I go, method, yeah, I go,
I
like Robert De Niro?
She's
like, yeah, look at her. That, now you're acting like that?
That's actually good
now,
acting.
Very good
acting.
Now you're acting like that? You're like, so I want the most expensive one with the young Hollywood are going to be. And I go, really? She goes, and she strictly says, I've been working on monologue.
Oh, you have?
Well, she's been working on monologues.
What monologue have you been working on, Rudy?
Yeah. Get her a monologue. Get her a monologue in a movie.
You've been working on monologues?
Yeah, she has been. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Bobby's forcing me to do it.
No, he's not.
You think I'm like,
this
is
the conservatorship.
I'm Britney's dad?
Yeah.
You think I'm Britney's dad?
Oh, my God,
no, I'm not
see
doing
it.
That.
This is the conservatorship.
Put out the pigtail. Do the move. Do the move.
Dance.
Yeah.
Dance.
Yeah, you're going to do it, and you're taking method, and you're taking improv, and you're going to be
the
next star.
What is method acting?
So get her a monologue.
What do you mean, what's method acting?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a lot of times actors will live the life of the character they're going to play.
Yeah.
So they pretend to be them
24 hours
all the
a
time.
Day. 24 hours a day.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis played Lincoln, and he lived as Lincoln. Like, he lived as if he was in the time
like
period.
Like Robert De Niro, when he did Taxi Driver, actually became a taxi driver for like a month.
Yeah, he took the license, took
yeah,
New York's.
Yeah, yeah, he took the license and
the
everything
class.
So that he can, you
Can
know.
You believe that? That's yeah. when you really get involved. Oh, yeah, Training Day, King Kong. Let's see you read this. This is probably one of the greatest monologues. Just right there. All right, so listen, let's give you the setup, right? You're Alonzo Harris.
Yeah.
All right, you're Alonzo Harris. You're in South Central Los Angeles. You've just realized that everybody has turned against you, but you're actually the bad guy in truth, right? You've really pitted everyone against themselves. So what you're now yelling is you're trying to regain control and power. So I want you to read this like you're angry and you want power back again.
And there's also some – you have to read the whole thing because it's like you're playing a character.
It's a lie.
I know, and then some of the words – you know what I mean? You're not going to want to say, but we'll bleep it.
You do it first. And
No.
We're not doing it. We're not doing it.
No, you have to do it. Come on.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Get into it.
You motherfucker.
Okay.
Go. Commit.
Don't stop.
Doing great.
Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh?
Yeah.
You think you can do this shit, Jake? You think you can do this to me?
Smack your chest. Hit your chest.
Yeah. You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Shoe program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
23-hour lockdown. I'm the man up in this piece.
Yell it. It'll
come
be
on.
All yelled.
You're
the man up in this piece.
That.
I'm the man up in this piece. You'll never see the light of. Who the fuck do you think you're fucking with? I'm the police.
Yeah.
I run shit around here.
No.
No.
I run shit around here.
I run shit around here. You just live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go ahead and walk away. I'm gonna burn this motherfucker down.
And this is the biggest part.
Here you go.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
That's right.
That's great. That was great. Maybe I will
it.
Get you an acting coach.
I think so.
What's the name?
Denzel Washington.
Did you not know that?
I knew that.
That's one of the best.
Did you know it before? You didn't know it before, though.
I kind of knew.
Yeah,
have you never seen Training Day, this movie? Wow.
That's, what a great movie.
You guys should play that in your house for her so she can see it.
Yeah, what a great movie.
Ethan Hawke,
well,
Denzel
you know what
Washington.
I love about, do you ever go to the dining cart?
The dining cart?
Yeah.
What is that?
So on 6th Street if you go way past Koreatown into downtown, there's like a restaurant called the Dining Cart. It's 24 hours a day, and it's tuxedos. Like, the servers have tuxedos. It's a steakhouse.
Bring it up.
But you can go there at 2, 3 in the morning and get a prime rib, baked potato.
Oh, the Pacific Dining Cart.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this.
Have you been there?
No, but I know it. When you said dining cart, I didn't know what that was. But yeah, I said it wrong. Yeah, but I know what this is.
Yeah, Pacific Dining Cart.
Yeah, I know what this is.
Yeah. But training day, there was a scene with the detectives during the day was inside that restaurant.
Right.
So I was like sitting in that section.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I love
being in that section.
Is that your favorite little spot downtown?
It's my favorite because it's 24 hours. You can get like high-end steakhouse food.
Have you ever been to Philippe's?
I love Philippe's, but that's like more
no, that's
10 cent coffee.
Yeah. I love Philippe's so much.
The double dip sandwich. Oh my
God. Give me
a
break.
The macaroni.
Give me a break.
And I like also just waiting in that line and the sawdust on the ground.
I love it.
You know
that's an old elementary school. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mental institution for kids.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It was kids that went nuts.
They used to electric shot. So back in the, why are you smiling?
That's not funny.
I'm not.
That's not funny that kids used to get electrocuted there.
Yeah.
So
back in the day, in the 50s, they had this police officer named Officer Duel. McDuel.
D-U-E-L.
Yeah, they used to call him Dooley.
Yeah, Dooley.
They call him Officer McDuel.
They go, Dooley!
Dooley. And there was a lot of like kids that were like orphans all over L.A., right? And he had a mandate. Capture them.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a slogan.
Capture
the little bastards.
Capture the little bastards.
Yeah. And what he used to do is they used to take this yellow bus.
Like an old school bus.
Like an old school yellow bus. And they should go around and they should take like what they capture dogs with.
Yeah, like the old, it's like a belt with a pole on it. And they grab it and they get you.
And these kids were like 5 or 6 years old. And they would like, from behind, their necks would slap at.
So funny. And they would drag them.
They would go, yee! They would make a noise. Because they get hooked like this, and they get dragged, and they make, you know what I mean? They hated it, right? Because it was electrocuted.
And have you ever seen in Los Angeles where there's tennis shoes over telephone poles?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the kids would get, and their shoes would come off their feet.
Well, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
People all over America used to put tennis shoes together, throw over poles.
Telephone wires, yeah.
And homage to what they did after the Dooley did in the 50s.
The Dooley days, yeah.
So then they was to take them to the restaurant Philippe's.
Right here.
And that's why they call it Philippe's, mm-hmm. because the first kid was named Philippe.
Yeah, Philippe. Yeah, right? Philippe Gomez.
But now it's a, what's so funny?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, it's a,
that's not funny.
I think you're making it up.
Oh my God, why would I, how would we make something like that up?
Okay, then search it.
We just said Philippe.
No, like the children.
Search the children?
Search the children.
Search children kidnapped. Children kidnapped.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. It'll come up. Watch. Boom. There's one of them.
That's
right.
Philippe.
No, go to the images.
That was Philippe.
That's Philippe.
That was Philippe.
Images.
Go back to Philippe.
There he is.
They're right there in the red.
No, no.
Right down. Down. That's Philippe.
That's Philippe right
now.
That's Philippe there.
There's Philippe right there.
God, that's so sad.
It's so sad. So anyway, they used to put all the kids in this building in L.A., right? And they used to electroshock them. Yeah. All day long, hundreds of kids. Like that.
And let me tell you something. And the electric charge they would send through them,
it would
push back out. It powered the city. The entire downtown Los Angeles was powered by the AC/DC current charge that powered all the building. So the big U.S. Bank building, every time a kid was electrocuted, it would light up really bright
hours. Here's a little tidbit, right? Mm-hmm. They would put a tube attached to their, you know what I mean, spine.
Spinal tube.
And when they electrocuted, they would get a juice, like a liquid out of it,
mm-hmm.
the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the liquid they make to use ranch dressing. I don't know if you know
You know
that.
You don't know. You know how nobody knows what's in ranch? That's it. Just a little bit of that.
The liquid, and they still have some of the liquid from these kids' spines, and they make ranch dressing all over the world.
Honestly, I can't believe you don't believe that. It's a little annoying that you don't believe that at all. I'll call Philippe's and I'll ask. I'm telling you, we'll
call
Philippe's.
The restaurant?
Yeah.
I hate calls like this.
Hello, and thank you for calling Philippe the Original. Starting Monday, June 14th, our hours will be 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Who cares?
Every day. We look forward to serving you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you don't get to call anybody. Fuck. You don't even get to call anybody.
I know. Well, that bit didn't work.
Yeah. Golly.
DoorDash. Oh, I would not survive without DoorDash. When I was in Hawaii, I found that DoorDash was the best food delivery service that I could use there.
I don't want to talk smack, but I've used another one very recently that just got acquired and merged with someone else. And I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
The most annoying process I've ever had.
Yeah.
An hour and a half, and they had to return my money. I didn't even get the food. DoorDash is not that way. I've never had a problem with DoorDash, and I mean that.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, too, by the way. It's not just food, but they got like deodorant or toothpaste, or they can get you anything. Snacks,
Dunkin', donuts. I love donuts.
Yeah, you do
love
donuts.
You want Chinese, you want pizza. They have it all, man. Yo.
And honestly, DoorDash is way better than the other apps. It's super user-friendly. It's my favorite. It connects you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door. Get the grocery essentials that you need. Ordering is so simple. Just open up the app, pick what you want. With over 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia, support your neighborhood go-tos. I honestly love DoorDash, and it's the best to use. And I'm not going to mention the other names, but man, I had a bad experience with the other one.
With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory.
That's right. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021, it's 25% off. That's up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app and the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021. Do the last line.
Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash.
Subject to change. Terms apply.
MeUndies! Oh, this is my favorite underwear company of all time. I don't wear underwear unless it's a free MeUndies.
That's a fact. I know. Bobby's wearing them
right now. Yeah.
I like the little colorful patterns that they have.
I love it. The fabrics they use is so comfortable, guys.
It is so comfortable. If you are someone that likes underwear and you like to wear underwear that's not going to feel uncomfortable and bunch up and get too hot and sweaty and sticky and gross, MeUndies is genuinely the best. They also have stuff you can match pairs. Sometimes Bob and I wear the same underwear, and then we chuckle for an hour and a half before the show. Honestly, I threw away my other underwear. This is like the only underwear that you need. And the best part is never run out of undies or worry about skipping laundry with the MeUndies membership. They got a membership. Each month, they replenish your basics and build your collection with styles that are anything but basic.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping.
Free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. The most comfortable underwear that Bob and I wear.
Yeah, to get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/badfriends.
That's MeUndies.com/badfriends. By the way, speaking of Los Angeles history, I saw you post the other day about Koreans for life. You're going out to dinner with Koreans.
Yeah.
What is this? What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm doing a thing.
You're working really hard on trying to get into this Stop Asian Hate stuff.
Well, you know, we've been talking about it, and I've brought it up a bunch of times to people about, like...
Because you're trying to get on the AAPI...
Because I was talking about it on my podcast. I'm talking about your people are like kind of joking around, like they're never going to let you in, this and that. Mm-hmm. And I made that a challenge. So I've been calling the most high profile Asian actors I can.
So it's extremely disingenuous.
No, it's real.
No, no, I know, but you don't.
No, because
you just want it because you want to complete something.
No. I've been. You think we're having just dinner? I'm showcasing my abilities.
Yeah, no, I know. It's disingenuous.
No, it's not. I'm telling them. I'm showing them that. Come on.
Are you telling them you're doing this only for yourself or because you actually care about Asians?
I care about... That's why I think that my voice counts. I think my voice is going to help. So I've been hitting up...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got fucking, lines up to all kinds of fucking people, dog.
Why don't you just do it? Why don't you just post something about...
No. I need to be included because I like the montage of it.
No, because, you want the fame element. Yeah. You don't want to do it.
You know, you're really pissing me off right now.
You don't want to.
You're making my neck hurt right now.
You're not doing
like
it altruistically. You're not doing it because
I don't know what the word means.
I know you don't.
Yeah,
you're not doing it because you want to receive positive vibes internally. You want to do it because you want other people to recognize that you're a part of it. Is that true or not?
No, it's not. And okay. I take offense to it because I'm like, here's the thing.
You take offense to that?
I do because I have a mother.
What does that even mean? Of course,
I have a mother.
No shit.
All right, and she happens to be Asian. And I have thoughts.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I have thoughts. And I tell my mom all the time. I go, Mom, you got to be careful out there. There's Asian hate. She goes, Baby, I'm okay. I'll be okay.
You think your mom's getting jumped in Scottsdale?
I'm just saying that, like, now when I see, like, an old Asian person get attacked, right, I kind of envision, what if that was my mom, right, which makes me very angry. And it makes me want to, like, say something.
So just say something on Instagram then.
No, I have to be a part of the PCA that everyone else is. I have to be there with George Takei and Sandra Oh and all these fucking people. Why does Ken Jeong and Randall Park and all these guys
get to do it? Because they're crazy famous.
I want to get asked to do a fucking PCA. I will say it and I will do it. And
you know
I'm
how
change
when you're
lives.
Watching, you know how you're watching one of those things what? And then it's like all these names and then there's always like a guy in there that you're like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, there's some guys I don't even know who they are. And then you look them up.
I know,
and
but you'll be another
on
one of those
Instagram.
Guys. You'll be another guy where people go, who is that guy? They'll go, oh, Randall Park. Randall Park. Oh my God, it's Ken Jeong. Oh my God, it's another Asian actor. And then you'll go up there and then some people will go, who is that guy?
You know, it's so funny because that feeds into why they're not asking me.
Why?
Because no, I'm a nobody.
Bobby.
Thank you for feeding that old tape in my head, right? That's what.
Shut
you
up.
Know, that way, you know what? You're a piece of shit friend, dude.
You know what the problem is?
There are things that I'm sensitive. Bullshit. There are things that I'm sensitive about, and you bring it up. There are things that I know that you're sensitive. No, just listen.
Don't complain about not being famous enough. You're getting nothing but work.
You're
your own thing.
I want to be the PSA.
All right. Well, then let's. How can we do it? Can we get a campaign going?
You gotta ask me. I'm a part of the community.
You know how fucking funny it would be if Rudy got in the AAPI.
I'll kick her out of the house. She would no longer have a place to live. Just ask me.
I know.
So I
look.
So
you
anyway,
deserve
I,
it. You so, deserve it. And so all jokes I, so aside, I, but I think you need to make your own. You need to do your own thing.
And then like I called David Cho and Steven Yeun. Gunn. We went to dinner.
Did you do his show?
What?
David Cho, doesn't he have a show?
I did his show.
The FX
long
show.
Time ago.
No, FX. Doesn't he have a show on FX?
He did the footage that he has is from years ago, and he's now releasing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do on it?
I just go to his house. He paints on my body.
What is the point of the show?
He paints people.
No, I'm serious.
He's an artist.
I know who the fuck he is. But what's the show? Is the show about his artistic creation?
No,
is that
he just invites people to his house, and he paints them.
Huh.
It's weird.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm trying to reach for the stars, and I go, you know what? I have some weight here, baby. I'm going to call Dave and Steve. We go out, and we're at dinner, and I go, hey, guys, you guys do those PCAs? They go, what the fuck are you talking about?
PSAs.
I said it wrong.
That's why they don't know what you're talking about.
I said it wrong.
They might have thought you were thinking about a dish at the restaurant. Yeah, like, I've never had PCAs.
That's why. They're like, what are you talking about? I go, never mind. Because they weren't, but what is it? PSA?
Public service announcement?
Public service announcement.
Yeah, we did this last
Shit.
Week.
Did we do it last week?
I think so.
So what I'm going to do is the next round of meetings that I have, right, I have a bunch of people, I have my lines out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get, try Sandra Oh, some of these types.
She's huge.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask PSA.
PSA.
Do you guys do these PSAs?
Well, do you know what AAPI is?
Yeah, American Auto Pacific Insurance.
That's right. Okay. And sign up for AAPI right now. Use the code BADFRIENDS10. BADFRIENDS10, you'll get 10 payments for free with American Auto Pacific Insurance. AAPI Insurance.
What is it?
You don't know what you're... That's what the PSA that you're talking about is AAPI stuff. Asian American and Pacific Islander.
Oh, shit. I should write that down, too.
You know how fucked up that is that, like, the white guy knows what that is?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know?
So
did you know what that was?
PSA-AAPI.
You didn't know what that was?
Yeah.
This is why you don't get the campaign.
This is...
That's what they are.
This is why I have friends that get to give me information to help me.
Oh, so you're using the white man again, and then you're pitting myself
oh,
again.
Oh, really?
No, yeah,
you're
going using...
to play that card?
Well, you've been playing right. the... You're
well,
playing
you
the PCA
the shit
card.
Out of fucking old Asian people on the street.
I've never hit an old Asian
I'm just
woman.
Saying, you tell your friends, though, not to do it. It's not right. So they did... David Cho and Steven... that's not why I called
How
them.
How do you say his last name?
Yeun.
Because you corrected yourself. Is it Yen?
Yeun.
Yeun.
Yeah.
Y-E-U-N.
So, you know, they may or may not be on my 300th Tiger Belly episode.
That's tight.
Yeah. That's why.
But you did this whole Korean post that was like Koreans for life.
I didn't know what to say because we're in Koreatown. First of all, that is so funny. That restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Parks, have you been there?
We went for your birthday.
No, that's
Parks Finest.
No, there's two Parks. So there's a Filipino Parks.
So many Parks. There's a billion of you guys.
There's a Filipino Parks that's Filipino food that was in Echo Park that where...
Parks Finest. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
On Sunset. The old one.
Yeah, but the one that... The real Korean barbecue parks...
Is downtown.
Is on Vermont. So you've never been there?
No, I don't go there.
It's the best Korean food. Probably in terms of Korean restaurants, Chosun and Parks is probably one of the top.
Chosun I've been to.
Yeah, Chosun's great.
But Parks, but
Parks
the other,
is great.
Is it new?
So but when you walk into Parks, right, on the side of the wall, there's the lady that owns Parks and so, with celebrities over the years.
Oh, bro, for a second. When you said she's on the wall, I thought you meant she's like...
hanging on the wall? Like she's a part of the menu?
Like they stuff the old owner and she's just standing there.
Or she's like, it's like a gyro thing, like one of those gyro things. Where
she's spinning and you can...
She slices the meat.
Would you like to take some of Miss Park's foot?
Yeah, so...
There it is right there.
Yeah, so on the side of the wall, it says, it has all these... It has her with Clown Posse and...
Like, ICP.
Yeah, and all these celebrities are like, what the fuck? And then none of me, right, at all. And I go there all the time. So what I had a fan do, right?
Stupid. I know.
I had a fan go up there, frame a photo of me, and actually put one up. And it's still there.
You're so dumb.
Right? It's still there.
But it's not with Mrs. Park.
It's not. So when I walked in there, David goes, you know that he, and she goes, I know. That, and that's why I have not removed it.
Oh, but she knows about it. Did she get a picture with you?
So then she's like, let's do a real one now. So that's what that was.
So now you have a photo up there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
I had to bring in one of the biggest artists and one of the biggest actors in there to get one.
Yeah, you had to have.
I brought in fucking
Korean ammunition. Yeah.
And she didn't even know who he was, Stephen Yeun, when it was in our house. I go, do you know Stephen Yeun? She's in the house. She goes, I don't know who he is.
You got to take acting classes.
You got to take acting classes.
We'll get you fitted with the biz, bro. What's wrong with you today, Jules?
Yeah, there's something wrong.
Nothing.
Yeah, there is. I can feel it.
No, I'm just tired.
Man, this house of sleepy people is just fucking
insane. I think she has a lot, because she has a lot going on.
What do you mean? She's done with school.
That's right.
You have nothing going on.
Exactly.
Are you going to summer camp?
No.
We should send her away to camp. You know, parents send them.
Jules has such a good life, if you think about it.
100%.
Yeah. She right? She's like, I'm going to get, you know, a $300 haircut. She just gets one. You know what I mean? Right? Is that not?
Your life is kind of smooth and easy.
Yeah.
What else is going on now that you're done with school? Are you doing anything? What's the summer entail?
We have a foster dog again.
Okay, that's not a thing that's happened. That's just
it is a thing. And it's bothering me.
What? Why?
Dude, it's like, bro, I told these girls I go. Before I go to Hungary, I looked at him. I go, no more foster dogs. We have four dogs now.
It's a lot of dogs.
And three cats.
It's a lot of cats.
And they promised me, you know, we're not going to do it for a year now, right?
But?
So when I was in Hungary, they tried to sneak one in, right? And they tried to sneak one in. So by the time I got back in the town, the dog would be already out the door, right?
That's actually kind of smart.
But guess what happened?
It stayed.
It's still here because they couldn't get anyone to get it.
What kind of dog is it?
Dogo Argentino?
Pitbull. What, you know, the ones that...
They're always mixed with pit.
No, but the Dogo Argentino are the ones that they use for fighting.
Fighting dogs?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's call Michael Vick. He might still want that dog. Look at that dog. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we got one of those.
With a pit. Look at the middle picture.
She's so sweet, this one, though.
They train these dogs to fight? These are the ones that fight, huh?
Yeah, but this one, right? Our dog looks just like that, right, Mama?
It's white?
She's white. And she is... One of the sweetest dogs we've ever had. White. God, she's sweet.
Do Sandra Bullock on Ellen, Korean foreskin. It was rotated on TikTok today. I saw it like this morning or yesterday. She talks about doing micro needling. Do you know what that is, Bob?
I mean, when I make love to women, that's what they call
it. Play the video if you can find it. She basically admits right there, she got a penis facial.
Yeah.
This is a couple years ago, but it like kind of went untalked about for a while. But essentially, you get a micro needling, which is like little tiny needles, and then it brings your blood to the surface, which is like really healthy for your skin. And then they can inject all sorts of stuff into your face.
Yeah, but what are they putting in there?
Listen, she'll tell you.
A couple months ago,
Kate Blanchett
admitted to that Sandra Bullock facial in New York.
It's this way in which one forces through micro needling. It's like a little roller with these, some of you, I think many of you know it. And it pushes through the skin and ruptures the collagen and then boosts it. You look like a burn victim for a day, but then it pushes the
serum. What are you pushing into the skin, Carrie? What are you pushing into the skin?
Well, you push in whatever the facialist would like to insert into your pores.
But what is it?
It is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away. And they somehow figured out how to extract.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby.
Pause that. That's real. She's putting Korean baby penises in her face.
And there are Korean babies, thousands of them, going, where is it?
Where's my penis? Where's the rest of my penis?
And Sandra Bullock is, it's right here.
It's my cheekbones.
How do you say penis in Korean?
Yeah.
How do you say penis in Korean?
You know,
Korean?
If I don't, gochu.
Gochu?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is my gochu? It's right here.
Right? And I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
If I was one of those Korean babies.
Yeah.
When I get older,
mm-hmm.
I'm coming to L.A. I'm knocking on her door.
Yeah.
Want it back.
Just grab her face.
Take it out. I want it back.
How about this? We can start your AAPI
yeah.
PSA
you know, that's
campaign.
That's the new campaign.
No more Korean.
Fuck the Asians being violated against. That's the real crime.
Because Korean specific. No more Korean foreskin facials.
Yeah, no more Korean foreskin facials. No more Korean foreskin facials. No more Korean foreskin facials.
Dude,
no
if you don't want to participate in that AAPI and Stop Asian Hate.
If you don't want to be here, get the fuck out of here, Jules.
No more Korean foreskin facials. No more Korean foreskin facials.
No more Korean foreskin facials.
There we go. I mean, it's like...
Minimal.
You don't have to go to the protest, okay?
Isn't that insane?
It's insane, dude.
That you put baby penis skin... And by the way, we're all laughing about it on the show. Ellen, that's crazy, Ellen.
Yeah.
No, that is fucking crazy.
Or how about this? Can we do this?
Yep.
Could the Koreans get... American babies' foreskins in their faces?
Only
I
fair.
Bet you that exchange is not there.
Doesn't happen.
You're not getting the white fucking...
You can't get white penis skin.
Yeah, you're not getting the white.
There's not much.
But you want the yellow Asian one.
Because it's good.
It's good.
Because it's blessed.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because it's
the
more blessed.
The white one, the white baby foreskin,
mm-hmm.
garbage. It makes you look older when you put it in your fucking...
you age.
When you age 20 years.
By the way, when they cut... Are you circumcised?
Yeah, bro.
When they
still have mine.
When they circumcise, you can sell it to Sandy.
I could.
You could.
It's pretty old though.
So what? It'll still be good.
It's 50 years old.
It'll still be good.
All right.
When they circumcised me, they saw what was left and they asked my mom if they should put it back. They asked if they could put
Why?
It back. Because it was so tiny that they were like, it's going to be tough for him. Should we put it back on?
Right.
So
right.
They were going to put it back.
Do you see?
You know I have it.
Did you make a decision? They don't ask the baby that. Should we cut it? Should we put it back?
And I was like, that is so weird that they cut baby boys' penises.
Yeah.
Isn't that gross?
Well, first of all, can I just say, let me ask another question about this.
About this. I don't know. All I know is this clip.
Okay, but let me just ask a question.
But I'll answer it anyway.
All right, so imagine you're in Korea.
I'm a Korean
You're
baby.
A surgeon.
Oh.
You deliver babies. You're a doctor.
Got it.
Right? Baby's born. You clip the fucking foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
Who's... idea is it at first to go maybe this could go
well you know what's so funny what happened he clipped the foreskin and then he put it on his cheeks one of the surgeons
and
one
of the, as a joke to make everyone laugh and the nurses go
skin look beautiful
you look 12
he put a bunch of little baby foreskins all over his face
as a joke
yeah
right oh look at me right everybody look at me right and maybe everyone's
wait, what is it? Buffalo Bill? Who is it that puts skin on? Yeah.
So he puts it on his face,
Buffalo
right?
Buffalo Bill.
And he's doing a little funny dance in front of the nurses. Look at me. Everybody, look at me, right? And then everyone's kind of big. And then one nurse goes, hey, you look young.
What wow. is it? Who was wearing skin? Was it Buffalo Bill? Who was it that wore people's
Buffalo
skin?
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, look at that. That's the man.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill did
Yeah, so he's running around. Yeah. He's going, I'm Buffalo Bill. I'm a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
And they were like, we can make so much money.
They play the silence of the lamps, the music. Goodbye, horse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's only going to make us laugh, but that was funny.
So we found out how Sandra Bullock got it. That's the origin.
Yeah, look at me.
By the way, what if the surgeon did the Buffalo Bill, the tuck, the mangina?
I'm Buffalo Bill.
Blue Chew.
Oh, this is my favorite thing to put in my mouth, my friend.
Yeah, baby, it's summertime. So if you're going to be getting out looking to pinch some tents this summer,
yeah,
this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys,
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. It's really affordable. I use it. It really does work. And
it does.
My pee-pee sometimes need help.
Sometimes you need a little bit of boost, baby. You can take them anytime, day or night. You plan ahead. Be ready whenever an opportunity arises. It's simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with somebody. It's a licensed medical provider there. And
my favorite,
approved,
though, part of
send it
is,
to you.
Sorry for interrupting, but it's made in the USA and prepared to ship direct to your door in a discreet package.
It is kind of nice. They'll always, they always say first impressions are important, but you want to make a lasting impression. And with that, Bobby's been able to go for hours and hours and hours. And if your tool needs an upgrade, just head to BlueChew.com. Women say there's nothing sexier than confidence, so get some confidence in the bedroom. If you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. We've got a special offer for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free. Use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS, to receive your first month for free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Honey! Hey, we all shop online.
All of us.
I do.
And we see that promo code field taunt us at the checkout.
At first, you know, when I saw the promo code, I didn't even know what it was, but it's good.
It's good. It's good because you need to save you a little bit of money. And Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies them the best one to find your fucking, sorry. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart.
Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food deliveries.
That's right. So what you're doing is you're shopping online. When you go to checkout, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds. It searches around, and then it finds your coupon. Boom. Prices drop. I saved money. I bought a new wireless charger online. I saved $6.40-something cents. You can save it on food, on tech, on gadgets. It's totally worth it. They found over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings, guys. It's literally free and installs in a very few seconds.
By getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast.
I never recommend something I don't use, guys.
Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/badfriends. That's joinhoney.com/badfriends. Good job, Sandra.
I guess when you have all the money in the world, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but doesn't that creep you out to think that when you get to that level, they do weird
shit
like that?
They said Cate Blanchett did it, right?
Oh, she does?
In the beginning of the thing.
Was she
with Cate Blanchett? Is that what they said? Beginning of the video. Go to the beginning of the video.
No, she doesn't mention Cate.
Just go to the very beginning. Right there. That's Cate Blanchett, right?
Yeah, it is.
Cate Blanchett admitted to that Sandra Bullock and her went and got a certain kind of facial in New York.
Cate Blanchett and her.
You just spent months.
I could have asked her at lunch. Let's just look at her like
by
mean,
the way.
Look at her all mean like during lunch, right? Mm-hmm. And she's kind of talking to me, and she kind of looks at me and goes, "What's the matter? Let me look at your eye." And I kind of poke at it. That's my fucking cousin.
You feel one hand. You feel your penis with one hand and her face with the other one.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I could have asked her though.
You know what you should.
I would have never. That's how uncomfortable.
Email
that.
Her right now.
I don't know anything about. No, I don't have her number. No.
Go ahead, Cate. Just checking in.
Yeah.
Did you get my cousin's penis on your face?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I would have done it.
By the way, that's why they look so good.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
The joke used to be they drink baby blood. No, they took baby penises and put them on their face.
Yeah.
How many kids did she adopt, by the way? She adopted like 6 brown kids. No, not Cate Blanchett. Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock did.
Sandra Bullock. God, Pete's skills are...
yeah, he's deteriorating.
They're subpar.
Subpar, yeah. We like him, but he would have
proud mom,
a good job.
Exclusive people. She adopted daughter. So she has... How many kids does she have that she's stolen from another country?
Don't say that. Don't
I'm
say
kidding.
That. She's doing a good service.
No, it's a good deed.
Yeah.
It's a good deed. It doesn't matter. Pete's not going to find it. It was insane how many celebrities at that time were adopting little brown babies. It was like a trend.
I think it's still a trend.
Who's doing it now?
People still do. I mean, but it's not as if Sandra Bullock's kids are like 18.
No,
like,
I know,
some
but
of them are still.
She did it, and then Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did
they
rented, whatever
they,
the fuck.
They adopted all of them already.
Yeah, they just.
Yeah, they're just trying to have new ones
just
born.
Called Africa, and they were like, send them.
Yeah. I mean, it is cool to see, though. Brad, back when Brad and Angelina were like together, and you would see shots of them at the airport, and there's like 15 kids
yeah.
just walking down like a horde, like an army.
What we don't know is what that they're employing those kids. They're making them build stuff.
They're making shoes.
They're making little kicks, yeah. little Nikes.
No, they're not. I think.
What if you open up? What if you open a pair of Nikes? You open the tongue and it said "Made in Brad and Angelina's Basement." So there's only right there. There's two Asian kids.
Yeah.
A young black girl and then three whiteys, I think.
Those are biological, the three.
The three whites?
Look at them. Yeah, they're biological.
God, they're paler than I am.
Yeah.
And the two Asian kids. I didn't know she had Asian boys. Do you know this?
Two of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. What are their names?
I think one of them is Levi, no? No.
What's
it? I don't know why.
And the other one's True Religion?
Why did I say Levi?
You name your kid? One of them's called Jinko and the other Jinko. One is Levi.
Is it Levi?
Levi and Jinko. No, the names are Maddox, Pax, Zahara,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Shiloh, Vivian, and Knox.
Shiloh's an organic one.
Vivian and Knox are organic or no? Pax has got to be Asian.
I think Pax is Asian.
And then Zahara's obviously the young black girl, I imagine. Yeah. I imagine. But how do I know?
Yeah.
Pax, Angelina, Jolie. Oh, Pax is the Asian boy. Yeah, the older Asian gentleman. I don't know how old this guy is.
I mean, just imagine...
Where's Pax from?
Also imagine this.
Maybe she got him as a baby to get his foreskin. Dude, if he's Korean, I'm going to lose my shit.
He's not.
You can tell just by looking at him.
Yeah,
huh?
He's not. He's Vietnamese.
Is he Vietnamese?
Yeah,
Pax nationality. Vietnam son.
Yeah, yeah.
But do they have good foreskin too?
Well, I would say maybe not as good as... No,
can't be probably, as good as Korean.
That's going to be as good.
You think Vietnam
really
is good as
it's
Korean?
It's really good stuff.
Well, who's the best then? Who has the best foreskin? Asian
I think that,
foreskin?
I think that we're all equal.
Is this your PSA?
Yeah.
Look into the camera and talk about who has the best Asian foreskin.
The best Asian foreskin, you know, in my opinion, is all Asian foreskin.
The more you know.
See, I'm good at it.
Yeah,
I can
good.
Do it.
Did you ever see?
But
do
imagine
you know that?
Though. Imagine though. The odds. You're abandoned. You're abandoned Vietnamese. Baby,
yeah.
At an orphanage, right? And there's probably, what, hundreds of, right?
Thousands, maybe.
Right? One kid goes to, like, a fisherman,
mm-hmm.
right?
In Canada.
In Canada somewhere. Another kid goes to, like, some plumber in Ohio.
And one goes to Florida.
Yeah. And then you go to...
Brad Pitt. And Angelina Jolie.
Like, it's like, it must... Does the baby know, like, you know, when they go, you, and the... Does the baby know?
It's gotta know.
I'm a millionaire!
Yeah!
And all the babies are like, oh, you lucky!
Yeah.
You're lucky! Does he know? He must know.
He's gotta know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and all the babies, oh, they must be so jealous.
That baby gets to fly first class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably the same, like five babies are adopted in the same day, but they take the same flight. But one of the babies is just in first class. Oh no, the other babies walk by the other baby.
Yeah, of course.
The little baby's up there like this, in first class like this. And the other babies walking. He has sunglasses already. Other babies are walking by like this.
He's smoking,
and
he's a martini.
Yeah, and he's like, he does a peace sign like this.
He goes, back of the plane.
Yeah.
That's a hot baby,
How
baby.
Fucking lucky.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what?
Yeah.
Pax deserves it.
Why?
Because you don't know his story.
Oh, you think, how about this?
Because mm-hmm.
you know, they visit the fucking orphanage.
Yeah, they take him back.
And you know, they walk around, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and they look at all the kids. There's no way they're just going, just send me whatever.
No, they go,
So you have to showcase.
You have to showcase.
As a kid. Mm-hmm. And if you're not good, you're not going to get the good one.
Nope. You have to show off your skills.
Yeah, yeah. So Pax was probably tap dancing.
Yeah.
As a baby. You know what I mean?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my rag.
Yeah, he's just like doing oil painting. Oil painting.
He's playing on a piano. Yeah, yeah. A concert.
And they're like, oh.
We'll take that one.
We'll take that one.
Take that one. And the other one's just like. Like that. No, get rid of that one. Throw that one in the well. No problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
This is sad that we're learning a lot of history.
We're learning
here.
A lot. We're learning a lot about the whole thing.
Can I say something about the Googling and the skills of Pete? Because I want to make a mental note. A fan sent us something.
Yeah.
Let's just. Last week, the guys cut the episode so bad. So bad that Pete was on camera for four minutes.
I didn't even know what that was.
This is how, look at how bad
Did
of an
you see
edit.
This?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this. You sat on our couch and you guys just chatted about
yeah,
what
it was. Yeah, it was cool, man.
Was it deep and philosophical?
Yeah,
or
it
was
deep.
It,
yeah, it was deep.
It was.
Yeah, because she know, what well, you know. She's married to one of the.
I'm asking you a real question about your trip in Hungary. We're getting into something right now on the episode. Meanwhile, we cut to these two goons.
Goons.
Now, look at this. Now, pay attention to Pete's face the whole time. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Most well-respected. She's talented in her own right. I'm not discrediting her.
Holding on
she's
these guys.
She also happens to be married to one of the most talented writer, director, producers in the history of comedy.
One of my idols.
Same. I got to work with him once, and it was the coolest thing I've ever done.
What would you do?
He had a show on HBO called Family Tree. I did an episode of it.
Look at his face.
Me and Matt Brunner. You know Matt.
Oh, I love Matt.
We were Confederate soldiers at Korea.
What is going through his head?
I don't really like my life that much. I'm not sure I want to be here anymore.
Is today the day?
It could be.
I stick the shotgun in my mouth.
I cleaned it and everything. I've reloaded it 4 or 5 times. I should just do it.
Today's the day.
And now he realizes that it could be.
I have children.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll leave him a couple $100 and I watch his little smirk here. He's thinking about it deeply. He goes, that's enough money for them to get by, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let me do the math. 200 by 6 years if I'm dead for... Yeah.
Wait. This was what's on YouTube?
Yeah. And then he's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Wait, go back just a little bit. He realizes right here that he could kill himself and get away with it. Watch this.
Yeah. No. Go rewind it a little bit. Yeah. A little bit, yeah. Instead of killing myself, I could kill my family.
Oh, Pete.
Pete.
Jesus Christ. Dude, it held on these guys for like 3 minutes.
It's so crazy. That's so funny, though.
Oh, yeah. I could kill my family.
No, that was me, him going, I'm going to go eat at Fatburger later.
Yeah, he's thinking about his meal. Yeah. This is what psychotic people like him do. They think about murder and then they immediately go to, maybe I'll go to Philippe's later.
So who made that decision?
It was a creative decision.
Let me say it. It was Andres. Andres did it. Look at me. I am dead serious when I say this. There's other people that can do the job. I'd like to make him either get fired or take a leave of absence. I'm putting in my vote right now to fire him right now.
But guys,
no, you don't get to vote.
It was very successful. It created a lot of engagement.
I think you need to take a time out from the show, and I'd like you to leave for a while.
After all I've done for you guys,
can we just do a vote, please?
Yeah, let's just do a vote.
Okay.
Who votes that Andres should be fired today, right now, and lose almost everything he's ever worked for?
Jules.
I want him to stay.
You want him fired, so that's one for fired.
No, stay!
One for fired.
I
myself need him fired because I want him gone bad because I don't want to work with him anymore.
Okay? I want him to stay.
Okay, so 2 fired, 1 stay.
Yeah.
And then Pete is the deciding factor.
Pete, you better.
Pete? Watch us hold on this shot for an hour and a half.
I vote yay.
That's 3 fired.
Well, you
it's been fun, Andres.
You know
Take
what?
A hike. Take
you
a hike.
Need to fire
what?
Me, I quit.
Oh, you're going to quit?
I know. You already fired you, dude.
Yeah, you can't quit once
you
we
quit
fire
now.
You.
You should have quit this morning.
You're fired.
Okay. You know what?
So
fuck
sad.
You guys.
Is he crying?
I'm not crying. I don't need this shit.
Is he crying?
No, you. Fuck you.
Hey. Come here. Andres, come here.
No. You're not even funny.
No,
hey,
come back.
Don't slam the door.
Why'd you do that?
I wanted him gone.
No, but she said
fire him. You said fire him.
She said stay, dude. I said stay.
No, she said fire. I said fire. You said stay. Pete said fire.
Pete, you lughead.
I just want to get ahead here.
See, that's how they do it.
He moved up.
That's how they move up.
I'm not gonna miss the guy at all.
Yeah.
He wasn't good at his job and we don't need him anymore.
Dude, have you seen Sweet Tooth yet? That's a pretty good show.
Sweet Tooth?
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's in it?
I don't know. That guy from SNL's in it.
Bring up Sweet Tooth, please.
He's really good in it.
What guy from SNL?
I forgot who it was. Sweet Tooth.
That right there, dude? Bob.
Yeah.
Is that the image right there?
Will Forte.
Oh, I love Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte's
in it. Wait, what's the... It's a Netflix show?
Yeah. I saw all 8 episodes. Really good. Look at the trailer.
So Sweet Tooth, what is it
I
about?
Don't think you'd like it because it's a little fantasy for you. You're more like grit.
I do like grit
stuff. This is kind of... There's very kind of light... But it gets dark, but there's like...
Wait, go down.
It's a concept that's... I don't think you're... See the trailer.
But it's starring... Forte's name isn't even in it. It says...
Noso Azane, Christian Covery. Well, how come his name is not even on there? Josh Brolin? Oh, James Brolin?
Yeah, his name is on there. If I look at the cast, my thing is he's third up.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Will Forte, way down there. Yeah, he was great. He is great. I think he's did you ever watch Last Man?
Mm-hmm.
I love Last Man on Earth.
Yeah, he's great. But I feel like if you were born a hybrid, you'd be half hyena.
Antelope. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about me?
Whatever they were in Gremlins. That's so cute.
Oh, Mogwai, you mean?
Mogwais.
Oh, yeah. I'd be half Mogwai.
100%. Bring up a fucking Mogwai and tell me that's not you.
Yeah.
Tell me a Mogwai isn't Bobby Lee. A hyena for sure.
You know
me.
What a Mogwai is and Gremlins? Oh, they're so cute.
Tell me this is not Bobby Lee.
It totally is me.
Look, there's Gizmo. Oh. Isn't that Bobby Lee?
Yeah.
That's Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
Short to the ground.
Mogwais are so cute.
Cute, cuddly, stinky. They're so smelly.
They're so stinky.
And they don't wash because they can't be around water.
Yeah. I'm a Mogwai for
sure. You're a Mogwai for sure.
Yeah.
What would Jules be?
Jules would be marsupial, some sort of marsupial.
Marsupial.
Some sort of marsupial.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Or what about those ones in Papua New Guinea or whatever, the ones with the big eyes that like cling to the tree? Yeah, and they had the big ears.
What are those things called?
What are those called?
Big-eyed monkeys.
That's what you are. The big-eyed Papua New Guinea.
That's the name of our band, the Big-Eyed Monkeys.
Yeah, those guys.
What is that?
There we go. That's you.
Yeah, what is that thing?
What is that thing?
Tarshir.
Oh, Tarshir. Tarshiling Limited.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay, so listen. This is the Mogwai. Speaking of the Mogwai band, I want to show you this. Somebody sent this to me. Mm. Do you know there's a band called the Bobby Lees?
Yeah, I do.
You've seen this.
But it's not based on me.
But how can you sue these people?
But it's not based. They're not. They didn't create the band because
I know
of my name.
Sue these people.
Well, no, I won't. I like the fact that they're called the Bobby Lees.
But you, what if their music you don't like?
No, I listen to it. They're pretty good.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, then should we go see the Bobby Lees live?
I want to know why they're called the Bobby Lees.
That we need to find out somehow.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, if anybody has contact with the Bobby Lees, we want to find out why they have his name.
Is there anybody Asian in the band? Let me look.
Of course not.
No, okay.
Where are they from? Well, click on the band. No. Nobody looks Asian.
Yeah. But they look...
This looks like Pete's family.
Yeah, for sure. But they look like people that I would hang out with.
They look like they're not... Well, where are they from? The garage punk to Bobby Lee's named after vocalist Sam, formed after vocalist Sam Korn moved to Woodstock, New York. Took a suggestion from a friend to recruit her new bandmates. Cool. All right, well, if anybody can connect us to the Bobby Lees, let's link up with them.
Yeah.
What if we could get them to play the opening music for this show?
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. If anybody knows the Bobby Lees, please let us know. Please connect us.
Yeah.
Because we want to link up with the Bobby Lees. We could just reach out to them. All right. We got to get your campaign going.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Get your campaign going. End it with your campaign. You want to do your PSA.
Okay. Asian Americans in this country are being attacked, harassed, and beaten up, frankly, in the streets of America. And we are American just like any other American, and this needs to stop.
That's it?
Yeah. So please put away your bully clubs, golf clubs, you know what I mean? All the other clubs that could hurt other human beings to penetrate their skin, and stop shoving them around this concrete, right? Because they run our laundromats.
Fact.
Right? They run our liquor stores.
Restaurants.
They run our sciences.
Not all of them.
Yeah, but they do.
Mostly Chinese and Japanese.
Yeah. They run our NASA. There's NASA. A couple NASA.
Not a lot.
They've been to space.
No.
They run their teachers, professors, lawyers,
professors,
doctors,
for sure.
Doctors for sure. Doctors for sure.
Yes, yeah.
Doctors for sure, right?
Yeah.
And don't beat up a billy club, a doctor.
Don't do that.
That's not right. Right?
And then say.
And then they massage. Where else are you going to get your massages? You know what I mean? Your feet are going to be stanky.
Yeah.
And rank if you don't, if you get rid of us.
So I, Bobby Lee.
I, Bobby Lee.
Want to stop Asian
hate.
And I'm supporting.
AARP. Yep. AARP. Yeah. Thank you for being a bad friend.
You're here, baby.
I know. I'm in such a bad mood.
Why? Put on your headphones so we can talk.
Because I had to get up.
Because you had to get up to come here?
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock in the p.m.?
Yeah, but I'm still jet lagged.
Post-meridian. It was a week ago you've been back. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't last that long, I don't think.
No, we usually do it around 4, that's all.
I know we do, but it's 1 o'clock, you know? It's not the end of the...
I don't go at 1, you know what I mean?
How long does jet lag last?
A week.
This says jet lag anywhere lasts from a few days, typically. One day per time zone crossed. So 9 days. It's been just that.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Bobby.
Hold on.
Okay. Well, we've got some great news to start out the show while you're...